craziest I'm late story? Maybe you were like a bride recently who got pulled over going 105 in a 45 because she was late for her own wedding.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What's your craziest I'm late story? Steve, I was once late to a friend's house because the building I was in partially collapsed. Everyone was fine, though.
But that's a good excuse, I guess.
That's a good excuse.
That's a good excuse.
Hey, sorry I'm late. The building I was in literally fell over.
That is, wow.
That is
that's not what
story.
I've heard before. Yes.
No, no.
Carrie, I was late to work because I saw a squirrel and hit a parked car.
that's literally the definition of
start.
Squirrel.
Yes. That is an unfortunate start to the day, for sure, for sure.
Mike said I was late because I got stuck in traffic, had a bathroom accident, had to sacrifice my underwear, drive home, change, and then got donuts. Bring donuts, folks. You're never late if you bring donuts.
Bring donuts and it's all
hey, forgiven. I was just trying to get you guys some donuts, that's all.
I was doing you guys a solid. You're welcome. Yeah, sorry, it just caused me to be a little late. Hopefully you understand.
Oh my gosh. What a moment though.
Jennifer, I was late once because of a turtle.
Okay.
It was a big turtle. And it was walking across the street.
Okay.
I didn't want it to get hit, so I stopped, put on my flashers, and thought I'd just pick him up and move him safely to the side.
Well, sure.
I found out it was a snapping turtle pretty quickly when I picked it up, and its head reached around and bit my arm.
Oh, my gosh.
I dropped the turtle and had to go back home to bandage my arm.
Wow.
That is unexpected.
I'm telling you, something like that almost happened to me. Also,
it is shocking how long their necks can get.
We were driving in our neighborhood and we see again like a turtle crossing the road and my wife's like, oh, it's gonna get hit, and I'm like, all right, I'll get it.
So I got a turtle saver.
I got out and I started to reach and I saw its neck come out and I'm like, oh. So I had to go like way back on its shell.
Uh-huh.
And that sucker still came within probably 5 inches of biting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, I'm trying to do you a solid.
Yes. You can't reason with the turtle, though. They don't know what's happening. Tony, growing up on a farm, I was late several times thanks to our bull. My excuse that I had to use probably 3 or 4 times. I'm going to be late today. The bull got out. I need to lure him back into his pen with granola bars. LOL.
Granola bars. Missy texted, had a coworker once say she was late because there were cockroaches in her alarm clock. At that point, you just go, all right. Just, you know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe what's your get an exterminator.
Craziest I'm late story. Tammy rolled in. So I was late because my dog brought a possum into the house.
Oh, no.
Like it was a housewarming gift.
No.
I had to negotiate its release using turkey lunch meat and a Swiffer.
That's not an interaction you were expecting.
Yeah, especially
you
if you like...
You have no idea how long it's going to take.
You let the dog out in the morning. You're like, all right. And then you let him back in. And you're like, what do you got?
Oh, no. Olivia, I had an important meeting to go to. I wasn't technically late until I realized I wore my shirt inside out and backwards to a client meeting.
Oh, no.
I had to fake a wardrobe malfunction and speed change in a gas station bathroom.
That stinks. One last one. Crazy I'm late story. Becca, I once spilled iced coffee on my pants. Tried to dry them with my hair dryer. Somehow blew a fuse and set off the smoke alarm.
Oh, wow.
So I was late and my neighbors hated me.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's a rotten start to the day, too.
That is a rotten start. So.
It's those days you just want to be like, you know what? Back to bed. I'm going to start over tomorrow.
Sick day. I'm sick.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck.
And if you're running late this morning already, it's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be fine. You know what? Stop and get donuts.
If you bring donuts,
all is forgiven.
You're never late.